It's show and tell.
All right.
And, man, I see a lot.
I do.
Because Travis has brought us a rally house.
I have from many, many years. And this is but a small portion of my collection. This is something that we talk about on this station. I don't know if this is a cultural thing or if it's a station thing, but as an adult, it's kind of frowned upon to wear jerseys.
Unless you're going to a game.
You think it's cool if you're going to the game?
If you're going to a game, you can wear whatever you want.
Okay, well, that's not how I've always heard it described on this station. It was jerseys are for children.
Well, they're wrong.
Okay, that's fine. I definitely have gone, I went one way when I was a kid. I have gone completely the opposite way. But this came up a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about custom jerseys, and I was telling you fellas that my parents for Christmas this year got me a custom Rangers jersey. And it's, you know, it's got my name and the number that I wore when I played baseball.
So you were 13,
I was
huh?
number 13.
Mejia, right. 13.
Okay, see, now,
there you go.
There are different rules, okay. I think, when it comes to the custom jersey.
So what do you mean? Can you get your name and your favorite number on the back of your jersey?
Because I feel like even at a game, if you're going and then you have this, and I don't even know if there's any 13 on the Rangers right now. I don't know. But then everyone think it's going to be a, just say it was Josh Young. I know he's not 13. Right. And then they have your name, knowing that it's homemade. I think those are different.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
Okay.
But
that's
again,
definitely more egregious than guy that's like in the pro shop.
Again, we let the peer pressure get to us here. And definitely. I don't know. We're all guilty of it. And you can say, I'll do what I want. I don't care. And then the first time you get roasted for having on a jersey, you're not going to put it on anymore.
Now, I've never been roasted, but I was a P1 for years and years and years. Like, I thought about these things when I was listening to the Hardline or Bad Radio, whoever it was, talking about this sort of thing. Because this is not the first time I've had a custom Mejia jersey.
Oh, you were a
cheat.
My
gosh.
So this was definitely when I was a kid. I was
probably that makes way more sense.
11 or 12 when I got this jersey. And that's so much more in the wheelhouse. It is a home Chiefs 13 Mejia jersey.
I think it's been worn.
Dude. Yeah, I think as a little kid.
Okay, so.
Cause I'll get to how this, conglomeration came
together. Weird as an adult to have a jersey with your own name on it and go to a game when that name has never played before.
Indeed.
So what if your kid right now says, for my birthday, I want a Mavericks jersey with my name on the back and the number that I wear at school?
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. He's a kid, so he wants to think that that's cool. I mean, I'd tell
him
that,
hey. There's not a chance in hell he thinks that's cool, though, right?
I mean, they make them for a reason. I think the kids think it's pretty dope, especially in the day and age of you can create yourself on MLB The Show or Madden. And,
yeah,
okay,
you know,
that's true. I didn't think about that.
He does that every time.
I mean, right. I eventually grew out of that, too. It was a lot later than it should have been.
Well, what's weird is I create myself as a coach, but if I'm going to create a player, I create it as my son.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, I wouldn't be playing anymore.
Because once you start having to back your age up on the video game, and it's more than like 3-4 years, you feel pretty bad about it. That so when
two
I was
jerseys you've shown us so far and they both have your name
that's
on
right I wanted to start at the top
okay
I wanted to start at the top. So this was a pretty massive interest of mine when I was a kid. I was a fairly big child, so like these are all still, I could wear all of these today.
I mean, how many did you bring? This got to be at least 10.
Let's see. I brought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 11 here.
Okay.
I have, including jerseys, my entire collection is around 35.
That's impressive.
The jersey was so...
I like a jersey.
I'll do a jersey. And I have more Rangers jerseys than anything else.
Yeah, I got a Corey Seager one with the gold lettering when they won the World Series.
See, I have Michael Young and Darvish.
Okay. When we would go on the Bad Radio hockey trips, every stadium I went to,
well,
I would go get a jersey from the opposing team. I didn't even know who the heck I was buying.
I do
but
that.
It just felt like it was a souvenir.
Yeah. Whenever I go to a Major League Baseball ballpark I haven't been to, I buy a hat. Of like when we go to Fenway, I'll buy a Red Sox hat.
See,
I'm
that's where
Sox
I'm
fan,
transitioning
but,
is to hoodies and hats. Is out of this game and into that.
But when are you going to wear it?
I'll just put it like
in the
on
rotation.
Display in my office or whatever.
So how many do you have displayed now?
None, because I don't have room.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll get there.
But right. I have to, in the past, when I've had more space, I'll put like a little pin in the wall and hang them like up against.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The ceiling, kind of, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think at the peak, the collection was a lot closer to like 50, 55, but I sold a good amount. And then there's attrition through the years where some don't quite make it all the way through. I'm definitely missing three or four Chiefs jerseys that I've had, but in total, I counted them all. Currently, I have 12 Chiefs jerseys at the house, and this is all through the years. I've got Dante Hall, Tamba Hali. I've got, this is my favorite one. This is Derek Thomas. This is my favorite Chiefs jersey. This was a never worn jersey for me. This
oh,
is
yeah,
my
you
dad's.
Can see that. Yeah.
But I also had two Tony Gonzalez that, cause the other one got worn out. I had a Priest Holmes that is still very worn out.
So what's one that you wouldn't expect to have a like that you brought today?
McNabb.
McNabb is one of my favorites just because it's.
I saw that. I was like, what are you
doing?
Green,
and guess what? It played exactly as you think it would in like eighth grade when I was wearing this around the school.
Were you not always a Chiefs fan?
I was, but I had 35 Chiefs jerseys. I kind of had all the dudes. Wanted to start getting some of my other favorite players. So Donovan McNabb was one of my favorite quarterbacks.
So okay. Why did you start loving Donovan McNabb?
Mostly because he was an Eagle and they were beating the Cowboys.
He was like,
every
man,
year.
For a dude to throw up in public in the middle of a game like that.
I just like, and I was a big chunky commercial guy, so I enjoyed McNabb, and I've always been a big Andy Reid fan, so he was the quarterback of Andy Reid in my childhood.
But that was before Andy Reid got to Kansas City.
Yeah, I know. I've always been a fan of Andy Reid. Yeah. I would use the Eagles, 2004 Eagles in Madden all the time because I liked Andy Reid's playbook.
Oh, sorry, Brad.
I was a big USC fan, so I have a Reggie Bush jersey. I had a Matt Leinart Cardinals jersey, but I was able to sell that one, oddly enough. I don't know how.
It is amazing how when you gravitate as kids now, and a lot of people, man, I don't want to sound old man here, but they were just loyal to teams. And now you get the players that you are a huge USC fan. I know, you know, you can love Kansas City and love USC, but USC seems kind of random.
Well,
but they were really good.
They were very good when I was a kid. So like,
except for one year.
That's the year that, so that's sort of what brings me to part of this. So like you did your t-shirt, challenge. I bet one of my friends that USC would win the national championships against Texas.
Uh-oh.
And I can't remember what his payoff was going to be, but mine was that I had to wear a different jersey every day for a month. I was able to complete that challenge. It was not that difficult.
Man.
And we were able to pay up after what a terrible loss for my USC Trojans at the time.
That's interesting because I have
Trojans.
I guess just because I'm so affiliated and maybe it's the generational thing. Because I know people now will follow player more so.
Yeah.
But it feels like, for me, it was always team. Outside of Michael Jordan's the only player that I can remember being super into. And I would have 100% worn a Jordan Bulls jersey.
See, my favorite quarterback of the era of all time was Manning, Peyton Manning. So I have a Peyton Manning Colts jersey.
Which is interesting. Like, I have a Cowboys jersey, Stars, Rangers. I don't have a Mavs jersey, but it would never cross my mind, like, for a player. Like, I don't know. I couldn't wear a jersey of another team.
I loved Randall.
Right.
So I was following Randall. So I thought I was a fan. I was a fan of the Eagles and then the Ravens. Like, where he goes, I was going because that was my guy. But I wouldn't have worn a Jordan jersey. Even though I love Jordan.
I had a Jordan.
I would not
UNC
have worn
jersey
one,
for a while.
And that's the one that transcends everything.
Right.
I never had a pair of Jordan sneakers because I couldn't afford them. But I wouldn't have worn a Bulls jersey, although I liked watching them play, you know, and the Mavs was so bad. But I was still loyal to my Mavs, man. Always have been.
Yeah, I had the North Carolina jersey. That was pretty dope that I wore
pretty
regularly.
Cool.
Huh. Yeah, the only
college
jersey basketball I've ever had is Texas.
I had a Vince Young jersey. that had the Rose Bowl patch on it. And that's the only college jersey I've ever worn.
I think the most random jersey I've ever had is a USC Trojans Barry Zito baseball jersey.
Yep, like that would be up there.
That's very, very random.
That was a Trader's Village find. That's where I would get a bunch of these. Is we'd just go to Trader's Village and I'd go through the card shop.
You loved USC so much that you got a Barry Zito.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. Baseball. I don't even care about USC anymore, like at all.
Yeah,
like, it was
strange.
A really weird era. Really
what's,
weird era.
What's the one that you brought from the 1920s?
Okay, so this, I feel like you just want me to say the name
look
of the
it.
League. But this is a Kansas City Monarchs
Jackie Robinson. Is bomb.
Okay. So this is my favorite jersey that I own
that I still have.
It's one that I will absolutely never sell, never get rid of.
Have you worn it before?
Hell no. It's still got a tag. It's like
I was about to say.
Wool. It is. Feel it.
Yeah.
It's
no, you can tell by looking at it. Wool. Yeah.
Like, and I got this at the museum. I got
That is a prize collection that you probably should frame now.
That's right. What I was thinking too.
Plan.
Yeah,
that's the plan eventually.
Now the question is though, if you frame it, which side goes up?
See,
because they're both awesome. You have
back.
Jackie Robinson on the back, but the
if
KC,
it wasn't Jackie,
look at the front though.
The front is dope.
The front is dope.
I saw it.
Like, I would love.
Yeah, man, I'd still have to go
if the Chiefs ever have to change their name. Let's go Monarchs. I think that's the direction you go.
I feel like that would be a really a great throwback for Kansas City, the Chiefs to wear. I know it's baseball, but that look.
Because the Royals
be
have done it a couple of times, but they usually go with the navy color, and I've always enjoyed the Monarchs red.
Yeah, I don't know which side I'd frame. I mean, to show. They're both
that's
legendary.
True.
That's great.
Yeah, you have to buy another one.
And then my another one that's very unique. It is a very special one to me, and it's not the first Dirk jersey that I ever got, but it's the only authentic Dirk jersey I ever got. It's the Diddy green.
Yep, I have one of those.
And it's Ooh. I've always thought a really snazzy looking jersey.
That's
I really
a great
like
look.
This one.
That is a great look. It's better than the potato sacks that they wore the opening. That they got drilled by the Lakers by like 40 and never wore them again. But yep, the Diddy Green jersey.
The Diddy Green.
Dude, that's great.
What a collection.
That is a great collection of jerseys from the 1920s. That's the best one. Frame that one,
that
please.
That one's cool. Yeah.
Yes. 11:48, that's show and tell for this week.